Welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 7 through 11. They brought the ass and the colt and laid their cloaks over them, and Jesus sat upon them. The very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and strewed them on the road. The crowds preceding him and those following kept crying out and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds replied, "This is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Today I want to share with you the foreword of a little book called The Imitation of Christ by a German-Dutch canon called Thomas A. Kempis from the early 1400s. The book is a conversation with Jesus, expressing everything one could imagine to accomplish in the surrender to living for Jesus Christ, to imitate him in all things. If you want a copy of this book, ask me and I'll mail it to you. Enjoy the foreword. Amen. Our Lord's words, "Anyone who wishes to follow me must deny self, take up the cross daily, and follow me," Luke 9:23, were spoken for people of all times and localities. These are equally applicable to the young, to the middle-aged, and to the elderly. They are a challenge to modern people so surrounded by the comforts and conveniences of modern inventions, who take all these things for granted, and becoming immersed in the material, often forget their eternal destiny. How often do we say and hear others say, "Oh, if only I could have a little peace." Perhaps our greatest hindrance to this peace we all desire so much is the constant urge to lift the veil and see what tomorrow will bring. We are surrounded by this attitude. Our weather forecasts are all occupied with what is coming next. So we let today's moments slip by us almost unheeded. One of the lessons our Lord teaches his followers is that we are not promised the whole of today. The Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. Matthew 24:44. Therefore, it is well for us to live our lives each day fully. You will say, perhaps, that your life is full, that you are on the go every minute. But we forget that we are made up of body and soul, and all of this hyperactivity leaves no time for the soul to breathe. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie, whose name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 21, and our practice today is in verses 7 through 11. It's a two-stanza poem. It's the title of an ongoing set, David's Son, Highest Hosanna Aloud. Cloaks laid over colt and ass for sure. Jesus sat on them for a ride somehow. Road spread cloaks and palm branches galore, outcrying David's Son, Highest Hosanna Aloud. In the Lord's name he comes, replying crowds, he is blessed indeed, shaking city whole of Jerusalem stunned, Galilee Nazarene, the prophet Jesus, concede. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's May 12th, 2023. I'm recording this morning early with the angels at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Heading to Gainesville today to see some old friends and mourn a great man passing. My good friend Mark Starr's father, Douglas Starr, passed recently, and we're going to be mourning him this morning with a little bit of pizza from Leonardo's. Invited a friend to join me too, and Billy, if he shows up, and looking forward to dropping some flowers off to my daughter for her Mother's Day. Unexpectedly. We close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus, verses 7:11 and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John. God bless each and every one of you.